The war against dietary fat has been going on for over a century. Why is dietary fat so vilified? And why is this exacerbated for dancers? That's what we're talking about today. Hi, I'm Rachel Fine, a registered dietitian nutritionist here to help clear up the confusion around food and nutrition specifically for dancers. Today, the conversation is focused on one macronutrient, and that is fat. The war on fat has been around for nearly 100 years, if not way more than this. But things really solidified when the American Heart Association published findings of a suspected association between dietary fat and heart disease. Since then, there has been an ever-changing story urging consumers to either limit foods high in fat or, on the flip side, go keto. Side note, no, I don't recommend keto diets, especially for dancers, but that's a topic for a completely different discussion. Now, I don't want to dive too heavily into the stats here because a lot of this research unfortunately reinforces weight stigma and fat phobia. It can also be very triggering to those with a history of disordered eating. And if we take a large scale perspective, instead of promoting healthy behaviors around food, much of the advisory around specific foods and food groups have driven less of positive health behaviors and more of a landscape of overwhelming food guilt, stress, and anxiety at mealtimes. Also, we know that weight cycling, a product of disordered eating and dieting, is an independent risk factor for heart disease. And if that's not enough, especially for dancers, we know that yo-yo dieting lessens bone density. So what I want to focus this discussion on today is unraveling some of the misconceptions and conclusions around dietary fat or the fat in our food, and how we can together diminish the fear surrounding this macronutrient. But just a little disclaimer, this discussion is gonna talk a bit about nutrition information, specifically in a gentler approach. However, if you are knee deep in disordered eating behaviors, nutrition information can still be triggering for you if you are susceptible to an all or nothing mindset, which is often perpetuated with clean eating lifestyles. So if you are struggling with this, then I highly encourage that you actually first go listen to some of my discussions on clean eating and on how dancers can build more food flexibility, food neutrality, and an overall more supportive relationship with their food choices. So let's start with the research. I want you to know that most food and nutrition research is observational. And the goal of observational research is to identify patterns in behaviors amongst larger populations. So when we're looking at fat, we're looking at the potential for higher intakes of foods high in fat to potentially be associated with patterns in certain health outcomes, like the development of heart disease. While much of this research can definitely be very informative to the field of nutrition science at large, there's also many limitations, especially when we are milking this research and translating it into dietary recommendations for the general public. In other words, nutrition research often gets messy. For the most part, we want to look at what's called systematic reviews or meta-analyses, which look at multiple studies over time. And in my opinion, help to draw more conclusive evidence when we're looking at dietary patterns or your eating patterns, health outcomes, and overall nutrition research. And interestingly, back in 2018, a systematic review on nutrition and heart disease indicated that overall more research is needed in order to draw conclusive evidence that supports our food choices directly impact our risk to the development of heart disease. This doesn't mean that we need to go out and now fill our plates with high-fat foods. What this means is if you are incorporating foods that are often vilified, like foods rich in saturated fats, like animal proteins or butter or whole milk dairy, you don't have to fear including these foods within an otherwise balanced meal plan. Now, I do not want to discredit the fact that good nutrition definitely plays a role in our health outcomes. Heck, that is why I became a dietitian in the first place. I love looking into nutrition research and understanding how dancers can optimize their food choices to help with their performance goals. And there's definitely a large body of research that continues to address the potential associations between our food choices and our heart health. But we also need to remember that association doesn't necessarily mean causation. And a direct manipulation of the macronutrients within our meal plan, so either restricting the amount of fat in your meal plan or restricting the amount of carbohydrates in your meal plan or boosting the amount of protein in your meal plan, is more so likely to result in a very restrictive mindset and even drive disordered eating behaviors. So to better understand how we can utilize nutrition information, especially in regard to supporting heart health, let's first alleviate the fear around this macronutrient fat, because contrary to what some might think, there are actually a lot of benefits to incorporating foods rich in fat into your diet. First of all, our bodies all need fat for metabolic functioning. Fat plays major roles in vitamin absorption and transport, specifically vitamins A, D, E, and K. These are our fat-soluble vitamins that essentially require fat for optimal use. Fat is also a key player in hormonal building. All of this comes together for dancers in the building and maintaining of strong bones. But if you're following a restricted diet or a low-fat diet, then you're gonna risk getting enough fat in throughout your day. You also might experience this chronic low-lying feeling of hunger, because fat does play a major role in keeping us to feel full and satisfied. Now, of course, on the flip side, extremely high fat diets like the keto diet are also not something I encourage, especially for dancers, because this can misplace opportunities for us to get in some of the other key macronutrients that are important within a balanced plate. This includes carbohydrates and protein. So in other words, instead of strategically manipulating the amounts of these macronutrients you're eating in a day, I'd rather you focus on the overall concept of balance and getting in food sources rich in all of these foods throughout your day. But what about the topic of saturated fat? Saturated fat is one of the several types of dietary fats that we get from our food, and it's usually found in animal-based foods like meats, poultry, whole milk dairy, and butter. There's no doubt that diet culture has done a fabulous job at vilifying saturated fat and the foods that are rich in it. It is true that different fats have different chemical properties that act differently within our bodies. If we're comparing saturated fats to unsaturated fats, unsaturated fats are often what you hear of as being more heart healthy types of unsaturated fats from our food. These include omega-3 fatty acids, omega-6 fatty acids. Oftentimes, unsaturated fats are coming from plant-based sources, avocados, plant oils, nuts and seeds, but also even fatty fish and even grass-fed meats are examples. We can further decipher unsaturated omega-3 fats into unsaturated fats ALA, DHA, and EPA. Without getting too dense here, just know that these fats have been associated with supporting optimal brain health. Also important to know that unsaturated fats, specifically omega-3s and omega-6s, they're considered essential, which means that we need to get them from our food choices. Our bodies cannot produce them on its own. And there are some major benefits to those heart-healthy unsaturated fats. Omega-3s have been known to possess some anti-inflammatory characteristics. This is super helpful for dancers as it aids in muscle recovery. Omega-6 fatty acids, they are less anti-inflammatory, but when compared to diets that are more predominantly high in saturated fats, the consumption of foods rich in omega-6 fatty acids still promotes positive health outcomes. The reason I clarify this is because there's a lot of misinformation out there about Western diets being predominantly high in omega-6 fatty acids in comparison to omega-3 fatty acids. because of increased consumption of soy-based products and other plant types of oils that might be more predominantly high in omega-6 fats. And I just want to make it clear that for many dancers who might hyperfixate on the foods and the types of fats that they're eating, there's no reason to hyperfixate on this. All foods that are rich in fat contain a mixture of these different types of fatty acids. And fixating on any single one will likely drive overthinking around food. The bottom line, the goal is not to avoid any one type of fat. Rather, it's when feasible, when accessible, try to choose foods that are rich in those heart-healthy unsaturated fats, especially if you enjoy those options. A couple easy ways to get these into your daily dancer meal plan: adding ground flax or chia to a smoothie or to oatmeal, throwing in some nuts into a trail mix, and even pairing some of your meals with some dark leafy greens. These are just some budget-friendly ways that you can boost the unsaturated omega-3 fatty acid content of your daily meal plan. What about dietary fat and cholesterol? This is another great question that I'm often asked. And here's a quick perspective shift. Disordered eating in of itself and extreme methods to lose weight, so rigid dieting and yo-yo dieting, might be more detrimental to your cholesterol than actually staying at a higher weight and one that is more comfortable for your body, such as your set point weight range. Weight cycling from chronic dieting has been shown to lower HDL, or the good cholesterol, and even elevate LDL, or the bad cholesterol. And chronic weight suppression, so sustaining a weight that is below your set point weight range, might also be associated with higher blood cholesterol. The reason for this could be some hormonal shifts, such as an increase in stress hormones like cortisol. So before you totally swear off high-fat foods, I want you to consider a couple gentler interventions to support your heart health. First and foremost, start the work of healing your relationship with food. It's everything we do here at The Healthy Dancer, and it's one I can absolutely support you with. Within this work, we want to discourage practices of restrictive dieting and weight cycling. If accessible to you, incorporate more foods that are rich in unsaturated fats. Flax, avocados, olive oil are all examples and might even help to reduce the LDL or bad cholesterol in your body. Last, if you're concerned, talk to a medical doctor about additional therapies. Cholesterol-reducing medication, especially for adults, can be incredibly helpful, especially if you have a predisposition to hypercholesterolemia or high cholesterol levels. So let's recap. Should dancers fear fat? Absolutely not. All dietary fats, whether saturated or unsaturated, will play a role in overall feelings of fullness and satisfaction between your meals. In fact, I call satisfaction the fourth macronutrient on your balanced plate, and fat helps to support that. It can totally be easy to hyperfixate on anti-inflammatory, unsaturated, or heart-healthy fat rhetoric. Utilize tools like gentle nutrition to take advantage of some of these nutritional properties of certain fats, especially in helping our body's health and performance. But there's no need to fixate or obsess around any of this. What's most important is that we are tuning into food flexibility and remembering that what's accessible to us will always be our healthiest and most supportive choice. Some popular heart-healthy diets, like the Mediterranean diet as just an example, are definitely less offensive when it comes to the dieting mentality and restrictive lifestyle. Generally, the Mediterranean lifestyle, it's not really a restrictive type of lifestyle, but sometimes the mainstream can translate it into being more like a clean eating lifestyle and even surrounding that overall eat less mentality. Also, interventions like the Mediterranean diet might not necessarily be culturally appropriate for everyone, and therefore it's not necessarily going to be the best option for everybody. We want to make sure that our goals surrounding food and nutrition are practical and accessible, especially if we are also navigating constraints like tight schedules and tight budgets. Plus, if you do have that history of restrictive eating behaviors and disordered eating, then even diets like the Mediterranean diet can trigger more of a restrictive lifestyle for you. It's important to tread lightly. Now, if you want to gain the benefits of the macronutrient of fat, all while boosting your intake of omega-3 fatty acids, here's a couple quick tips to get you started. If economically feasible, and of course if you enjoy it, consider adding some fatty fish to your meal plan. Albacore tuna is one such more accessible example. You can also add a handful of nuts or pepitas to your next trail mix. Easy tip, swap your mom's cooking spray with actual butter. It'll make your meal way more satisfying, and plus you don't even need to use a lot of it to feel satisfied from it. Pair chips with some guacamole, or top veggies and salads with an oil-based vinaigrette. These are all just some quick examples for how you can boost your intake of this very supportive macronutrient in your meal plan, additionally considering some ways you can get some more unsaturated heart healthy fats in there as well. I hope you found this information helpful, but you can always learn more by heading over to my blog, dancenutrition.com. You can also tune into the Healthy Dancer membership, where we spend a minimum of an entire month breaking down the fundamentals that you need to know when it comes to nutrition science and all of the macronutrients that build your most supportive and balanced plate as a dancer. If you like this discussion, give me a like, give me a subscribe, comment. I'm here to support you. I'm here for your questions. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.